steal. You ain't running scared enough, you ain't running fast enough for me. Behind the eight ball ain't always a bad place to be. You can get out of anything with a dollar and a dream. When your back's against the wall, you're fixed, but they can't get you from your...
All right, we're about to show you this video. We have the conviction, we have the police reports, we already have all that, but they don't care. He goes out and lies in these interviews and newspaper articles and says his wife did all this to him. He's doing it. Everything he says she did, he's doing. He's saying she got the keys, wouldn't let him leave. He's got the keys. Throws them behind him when she comes out. Starts attacking her car. She's trying to leave with the little three-year-old. It's so villainous. And it's Gary Melton, who I'm just going to introduce coming up because a bunch of stations join us after this segment, who actually went out and did the deep research along with others. And, man, I've spent like, I'm not going to exaggerate, 50 hours the last three, 4 weeks studying this. I mean, I feel so dirty even knowing Mitch Snow. The first time I saw him, he made my skin crawl. And I mean, he's a scumbag, soy boy, leftist, trash of hell. And he picks these young women he controls. He doesn't work. He sucks off of them. I mean, this guy's been convicted over and over again, spent long stints in jail, you know, for just beating us, caving women's skulls in. And we knew a lot of this, and I went to Candace 3 weeks ago, and she didn't care. And I said I was going to go to him right now, but I'm trying to write the headline for this, because the report's been done for an hour. But I got General Flynn on raising the alarm and Patrick Byrne, and I'm trying to write this headline, and it's just like, and as soon as that came out this morning, and I said, hey, here's some still shots. This was coming out. Boom, all the Candace people. You're scum. You're a pedophile. We don't care what he did. You're covering up. You're a piece of trash. They planned the killing at Fort Huachuca. It doesn't matter. They all have alibis on C-SPAN, on live TV. Don't get better than that. Just all these people. They just go, Zionist, Zionist, Zionist. I think there's a cover-up of Kirk. But I'm not going to get on board. I go investigate these claims as total horse shit. You have a serial five women filing restraining orders, three wives bashing women's skulls in, and you see this blob of filth, and then he's caught, and they go, well, he's only beating the car. Who cares? Oh, he says she lures him in, won't let him leave, breaks his thumbs, breaks his feet, and it's him coming at her, menacing with a hammer, beating things. She's scared. You hear the fear, runs and locks it, breaks in. Like, here's Johnny, The Shining. And I'm glad we just put the stills out first, because I had a lot of stuff going on this morning and things, and I wanted to put the history in there because we have him on podcast saying everything he did. He's there not letting her leave. And I talk about, she's a little woman. She's 250 pounds. And I cannot believe Candace Owens would do this. And they're already doubling down, folks. They're also saying it's AI video. There's a damn conviction here. I don't know what to say. And they ask, the deep state killed Kirk. We've all had questions. I broke that Patel didn't want all the Trantifa connections, and 10 of them saying he'll be dead tomorrow. Investigate. I talked to TPUSA. They said that. Patel's like, well, we can't convict him, so we're not going to go there. We broke that. That's real. This Fort Huachuca thing is literally made up, I believe, to discredit any real investigation. So I have to say at this point, I believe Candace Owens is just an evil person. I can't even look at her face anymore. She's a hateful, wicked devil. And all you idiots attacking me saying, this isn't popular what you're doing. I don't give a rat's ass about what's popular. I set the trends. I don't follow them. You expect me to go investigate something? I'm like, wow, Fort Huachuca, this doesn't sound right. 12 colonels and all these people for some hit. You think that's how that works? Doesn't work that way. And now there's total proof. This guy's a total liar. You go, it doesn't matter if he attacks people with hammers. You people are sick.
In my kitchen, I cook what's right. simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Alex Jones.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, oh, number seven, Tennessee.
All right, I didn't want to go here, but all these wild claims, I'm like, okay, I'll go investigate. I'm at the grocery store, I'm at church, family's asking me to look into this stuff, look into the Egyptian planes, horse crap. She moves on to a new lie. Candace Owens, Fort Huachuca hit team plan. She goes, I never really said a hit team. You did, and all your surrogates did. And then, oh, they hit his body. Where they buried it, blah, blah, blah. Piers Morgan, oh, what they do with his body? I never said there was any secret burial. All the clips of her. I mean, it's the insulting level of the line. And I call it Q because the Q thing would be like, JFK Jr. will show up at Dealey Plaza. 3,000 show up. He doesn't show up. You know, Hillary is in Gitmo. Biden will be executed on January 21st, 2021 during the inauguration. And then every time it's not true, they believe it more. So just because the government's lying and there's corruption doesn't mean then any crazy, insane thing is what we have to then engage in. And I love the congressman. He's at 11 a.m., 8 a.m. that time, Huachuca time, when the meeting's happening supposedly. They go put up timestamps of him at 2:45. Going, look, 2:45. He could have flown there. They all had looked. People showed him, hey, he's there at 11. They ignored that and said, and finally the Congress was like, I'm going to sue your ass. So Candace was like, okay, you're off. I'm the magic queen. I'm the inquisitor. She said the other night when Harrison called into the show, she said, no, we think he wasn't there now. Oh, your God Emperor, Mitch Snow? That we, it's like the voice of God. You do not question him ever on penalty of hell fire. He said he was there. And then Candace is like, what about her old boyfriend? Did you see him? Yeah, I saw him too. I mean, it's like the, and so I was nice about it a month ago and 3 weeks ago. Oh, maybe she's being misled. And then I got attacked by her and her surrogates. And I'm like, oh, you're evil. You little demonic snap. Her new nickname is the snapping turtle. It's like a snapping turtle. And you got those Charlie Manson eyes, all of it. And so people are like, why are you doing this? You're covering up. No, I'm exposed, Cash Patel ordering don't look at the domestic groups and all the rest of it. And it broke. I was correct. The cabinet meeting, actual in the White House info. I was given it because they were all scared to break it. So they do the straw man. I'm covering up the killing. Creating a fake Huachuca thing and blaming a bunch of innocent people of it doesn't ever get to the bottom of it. It discredits it all. Okay? So that's the reality of this, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to shut up and give Gary Melton, who's been at the very forefront, the MVP of getting all this with some other great Green Berets and people that dug into it and got his criminal history, his military history. It's all lies. It's all twisted. But you see a pattern where he'll take a few things that are real and then reverse it. Paramount Tactical, he's a former U.S. Army Special Operations Green Beret weapons sergeant and sniper team leader with four combat tours. He has worked full-time as a Unit Chief and Special Tactics Instructor at a federal agency. He is the owner and lead instructor for Paramount Tactical Solutions. He currently works full-time running Paramount Tactical Solutions, creating Second Amendment and conservative content. Paramount Tactical on X, YouTube, Paramount Tactical. So I'm going to just give him the floor. I'm going to go right now, write the headline for the video, and then we're going to play the video coming up. But this is bigger than just Candace Owens and bigger than Charlie Kirk. This is about the soul of the good guys. Just because the corporate media lies doesn't mean then we can just run around and make up whatever we want and become what we were fighting. So, Gary, you've been on this day one. Talk about it yourself a little bit, what you've gone through, just to show how crazy these people are. We're not victims, just the doxing, the threats. I've never seen anything like this. These people are rabid. This morning I posted him with a hammer, and they go, we don't care if he's attacking her with hammers. I'm talking like the majority of them. They're like, look, 90% of your comments want you dead. Yeah, I'm going to fight you even harder. You people are dangerous, trying to take over our liberty movement. I've been doing this 31 years. I have some psychotic cult run by British intelligence, which we've now confirmed is feeding this to break up MAGA and TPUSA. That's coming out. So I'm going to shut up now and go to our guest. Thank you so much for being here from your great company, Paramount Tactical. Gary Melton, start wherever you want.
Yeah, no. Well, Alex, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate this. I agree with you. I think this is the most important issue, and this has grown so much bigger than, you know, just Charlie Kirk, which that's where we started with this. We saw that he was assassinated. I don't trust the government. I don't think anybody out there should trust the government, the FBI, or anybody else. And, you know, what I wanted to do, being a huge Charlie Kirk fan and huge TPUSA fan, I wanted to know what actually happened. So I started looking into this. And the strange thing that I saw right off the bat was, first of all, we were flooded with all this misinformation, disinformation of all these different conspiracy theories, whether we were talking about the palm gun, we're talking about an iPhone gun, flying drones, exploding microphones, tunnels underneath Charlie. And it was unreal to me. And it was very clear to me right off the bat that there was something bigger going on behind the scenes. So right off that, you know, what I started doing was just kind of debunking some of these what I considered minor issues, like, okay, this is ridiculous that we talk about a palm gun or a security team or anything else going on. So, you know, I put out a video talking about, you know what, there's no chance this was a palm gun. There's a whole lot of reasons for that. We see the physics that are in the energy transfer from Charlie that didn't come from some, you know, little 30 caliber pistol that somebody had in their hand. And immediately, just that, suddenly I was being flooded with, you know, you're a Zionist, you're in it for the Jews are paying you money, you're a Fed. So there was a clear push of misinformation right off the bat. And then I started getting deeper into the investigation. I actually went to UVU. I interviewed multiple people. I was completely objective. I didn't know if TPUSA was involved. I didn't know if the government was involved. But as I'm out there at UVU, and then we start getting the charging documents and some of the other information that was released regarding the evidence that they had, I interviewed folks. I interviewed 6 or 7 people out there. I've interviewed 3 or 4 more people, eyewitnesses, and they all have the exact same story, the exact same story. And it's very clear to me that that shot came from the Lossie Center. And with all the evidence that we have, probably the most compelling evidence that we have is that his parents turned him in. And, you know, if these charging documents are basically saying that the parents turned him in, the parents think they're guilty, and the proposition is that the federal government and now Utah is essentially railroading this kid, the Patsy, to a death penalty case. And I can tell you right now, as a parent, there is no chance. I don't care what court order is in place. If I didn't believe the information that the Utah authorities are putting out and that are in these charging documents, I would be out in front of a camera screaming from high heaven, hey, you know what? My son is not guilty. Well, that continued to go on. And of course, any sort of corroboration of the official narrative was immediately shut down or opposed. And what I noticed, whether it was on Twitter, whether it was on X, whether it was on YouTube, is I was just getting flooded with what are clearly bots. These are accounts that are just started in September a lot of the times, have very few following. And it was just this information war. And it's disinformation. It is a clear psychological operation that's being put upon the American people. And people are falling for it. And then you have Candace come out. And I really wasn't even paying attention to Candace for like the first 2 months. And I start hearing all these theories being perpetuated all through social media. And I realize the source of these incoherent narratives that don't even make sense, that there's a new person responsible for these murders and people are convinced of it. Like, there's something new every single day. So I started watching what she was saying. And it, to me, it was very clear that, number one, it was just dim-witted nonsense and unbelievable. And then we get into the Egyptian planes, and the Egyptian planes are supposedly following Erica Kirk or TPUSA, and they don't even have to land at the same place at the same day at all. You know, it's plus or minus 3 days, plus or minus 50 miles. It doesn't make sense. And the allegation is essentially that Israel's behind it. Like, do you not understand that Israel's cyber capabilities, and if they wanted to track somebody, there's a much more efficient, easier, and better way to track somebody? And then we have the Fort Huachuca story. I don't know. I was just taking it easy one night. My buddy Nate from Valhalla, he pulls up this video, or I'm watching one of his videos, and he's debunking this story. And by the way, he was a big supporter of Candace, so he's going through and just trying to explain very kindly and diplomatically to Candace why this was, he's being attacked with this. And then a couple, I don't know, about a week and a half or so later, I hear that she's bringing the source of this information on, this Harry Myers, or at the time, Mitchell Snow. And so I decided to play that live. And what I was listening to was just utter nonsense. I mean, there's so many reasons as to why this story doesn't make sense. First and foremost, what we're talking about is Fort Huachuca. It is a Joint Task Force Southern Border. It is a conventional military unit that is there to aid and assist Border Patrol for border operation security. That's what they do. Most of these folks are, most of the people that are going to be assigned to that unit, the vast majority, 90% plus, they're not even going to have a security clearance. And the idea that some guy is going to stumble into a meeting where they're having this secret planning session where they're going to conduct, you know, some sort of clandestine mission where they're going to go and assassinate a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil was just the dumbest thing that I ever heard. And I knew immediately, I thought immediately, like, okay, we're done with this. That no one is going to believe this. And then, to my surprise and disappointment, we have so many people just clapping like seals, like, oh, this makes perfect sense. And it was ridiculous. And on top of that, what you're saying is that the U.S. military is involved in killing U.S. citizens. And most importantly, or at least as importantly, Charlie Kirk himself. It is utter rubbish. It's utter garbage, just on the face of it. And then you start looking at this Mitch Snow, who at the time claimed to be a Green Beret. He is a Green Beret. And I want to set the record straight. There's a lot of people out there, all of Candace's surrogates out there trying to say that I said from the beginning that he wasn't there. It's nonsense. From the beginning, I was quite sure that he was there because this is how con men work. This is how information operations work. They give you some truth and they get your head nodding like, okay, that makes sense. And then they spin the tail. And then they convince you of something that is completely not true. So I knew, I was quite sure that he was there from the beginning. I've said that. I created a video of like the 20 times that I've said that. And so, you know, they have this straw man argument trying to say that, you know, I've said or other people said, or even the fact that he's there proves the whole story, which is the dumbest, it's the most illogical, imbecilic thing that I've ever heard. It's like me saying, you know what? I saw Elvis out in the woods. Here's a picture of me in the woods. That proves my entire story. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then we start digging into this guy, and I start researching him. Both Nate and I were doing this. I actually called him. I did a background check. I found his number. I gave him a call, and I told him. I was like, hey, look, you know what? If you're telling the truth, I'll be your biggest advocate. Send me your DD-214. Send me your other information. So I start going through this, and then I'm comparing what he's saying on Candace's show, what he said in other podcasts, and then I start reaching out to family members. I talked to all three of his ex-wives. I've talked to three out of the four of his children. Three of his children are adults. Nobody wants anything to do with him. What every single family member has said, including his own mother, who won't have anything to do with him, has said that this guy manipulates people. He is a pathological liar. Every single wife talked about the same exact cycle, the abuse cycle that he has put them through
and physical abuse. You say you're making it up, but he's convicted of this in 2016. Now we have the video of an incident he talked about, and it's the complete opposite of what he said. He's not letting her leave. He has the keys and throws them behind him. Right. He attacks with the hammer. He was arrested, convicted. I mean, it's just open and shut. And they're already saying, we don't care. We don't care if even attacked her with the hammer. I mean, this is so sick that the man is a total con artist, fraud, serial abuser. And they're just like, we don't care. Candace said, so he's God.
Yeah, and luckily, Lene, his current wife that's trying to get a divorce, she came on our show last night. Folks, I definitely recommend you go hear her actual story. She sent me the video that you're getting ready to. She actually had that on her cell phone. And just so happened, I had gotten another of the conviction document that you're getting ready to show that I show in the video as well. And it's, you know, June 25th, 2016. That's when this occurred. And also, he's in another podcast saying that on June 25th, 2016, she, you know, basically tricked him into coming inside. She locked him inside. She set up the garage so that it was a prison. And then she beat him. She broke his hands, broke his feet, beat him over the head with a hammer.
Pulled his arm out of the socket.
Yeah, she's 5'4", 5'2", and he's a 220-something-pound guy at least, and a Green Beret, and she just was trying to get to the phone and just yanked his arm out of socket. It's the most unbelievable, stupid story that anyone can make up, and yet, again...
But we have the footage of he's the one doing it. He's the one that's got the keys. He's the one not letting her leave. He's the one attacking with the hammer. I mean, and they're like, we don't care, we don't care, we don't care what he does. He is God.
The cognitive dissonance in this is so disturbing, and that's the real problem. If somebody like Candace Owens and all of her other sycophants can push these stories and trick America, man, we are doomed, because there is nothing more important than truth. And trust me, this hasn't been fun, all the things that you're talking about. We've been getting death threats. We've been getting doxed on. I could be doing something so much more productive when it comes to financial gain or anything else. And I just think this is so important, and we're getting so much pushback. We need to stand our ground. And folks, if you believe, like, we're losing our country, and we're losing our country to misinformation and a psychological operation that I 100% believe is being perpetrated by the left, by our foreign adversaries, and they are using Candace, and they are...
Yeah, I saw you a week ago say this has got professionalism written on it. I was talking to 100%. Folks that obviously can't tell me, you know, that see the classified stuff, that have access. They just said, no, what you said, they're like, who told you that it's British? Because, you know, Obama moved over there, Starmer, even before that, the Crossfire Hurricane, the Steele dossier, all that is their base. They mainly run out of there. They're running the whole NATO thing against Trump out of there. And that's maybe she doesn't know. They're not sure, actually. But her husband's this lord. They want to undermine TPUSA that gets millions to vote. They want to undermine Trump. And from day one, it's been Trump did it. Charlie Kirk's wife did it. And just all fake evidence has to point towards that. And now it's a completely clear psyop. And then I started remembering... It was pushed on me, and everybody I knew, during his confirmation, saying Kennedy is, it looks like he's a Mossad agent, no evidence, some random woman with a car, does he really own the car, is he, it's about to be Epstein list, and I sort of, now we've been reviewing her, and looking at her, spot checking, and at key points, she comes out and goes after key Trump people, and so, this is a lot bigger than just making stuff up for ratings. This looks really dirty.
It is. It's manufactured, it's engineered, and there's some serious money behind it. When you see the way that her videos, whether it's YouTube, X, and everything else, are being amplified, while there are other bots and other forces going around and downvoting all of this stuff. And then
it's being force-fed, they admit, by Google, by Facebook. It's all being force-fed, and then those of us that counter it, instant attack. I mean, I posted this morning... Within seconds, here he is with a hammer video. You scumbag pedophile Israel. No, we don't care what he did. It's all made up. It's AI. Just...
Yeah, I mean, the response clearly tells us we're over the target. I mean, it's all fake and gay, as somebody would say out there. But look, I mean, the reality here is the other issue that I have with this is the fact that we have turned everything upside down. What she's doing is she's accusing people of heinous crimes with zero evidence, and then extorting them out of their own privacy and forcing them to give them some sort of alibi. That's not how America works. And that's one of the things that I am just completely disgusted at. And it was like a month ago, I was just sitting around. I'm like, nobody's going to say anything about this. Like, we don't have a problem with this. This is some jackbooted, tyrannical government crap. I wouldn't put up with this from our own government. And I'm sure not going to stand by and stay silent while we have some podcaster doing this. I mean, if Candace Owens had demanded as much proof from Mitchell Snow as she has Cabot Phillips, like, we'd be in a much better space, because this wouldn't even be happening.
I was about to say, I mean, I saw her the other night when Harrison called in, my reporter, and he goes, well, what about the congressman, 11 a.m., 8 a.m. that time? You know, he's on there. She goes, yeah, I'll give him a pass. Looks like he might have been there. I mean, they all know. It's all, and the others all have alibis. She's like, I never asked for an alibi. Plus, it's not the ninth now. It's the eighth. And just, like, the arrogance of how dumb she thinks her viewers are. And I think what you're seeing is she's cultivated a slice of mentally ill people. They're not even a majority. They're not even a big minority. But she's targeting a demographic of the Q people. This is the new thing.
Yeah. No, and quite frankly, they are far more radical than anything I've seen with Antifa or any other leftist group. You know, we've been, you know, we're a gun company. We push training, Second Amendment, conservative stuff. We've had all the attacks from liberals and all the stuff. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, we are getting legitimate death threats on our streams the last two nights. I've been doxxed on there on X. And then on top of that, they said, hey, who wants to know about his kids? So, you know, there's something very real happening here that people need to wake up to. And again, if somebody as unsophisticated and as dim-witted as Candace Owens can push this on the American people and convince so many millions of this utter nonsense, like, we're doomed as a country. Folks,
well,
you got to wake up.
What happens is people don't believe the official story, which I agree isn't right. And it's good to question.
I agree.
Then anything, if you don't agree with whatever's made up, you're bad. So it's like, we're good, you're bad. That's the end of it. And then you have the Muslims, the Islamists that are all anti-Israel. I don't like a lot of what Israel does, but they then make it. If you don't agree with all of our other demands and don't put a Hitler uniform on, now you're with them. Or if you question an own lie, so it's all about they're in the cult, they're the good people, we're the bad people, because we won't believe a serial abuser and known con artist and a guy we're about to show chasing people around with hammers. And then saying, well, she did it to him.
Yeah, no, and I completely agree with you. From the very beginning of this, I said there is absolutely no chance that Tyler has acted alone on this. One of the things that I just interviewed Chase Hughes, and one of the things that I am very concerned about, whether we're talking about Tyler Robinson, we're talking about Thomas Crooks, or some of the other trans mass shooters that we know nothing about, we have no digital footprint afterwards, like, there is a real concern of mine that people are being targeted, profiled, radicalized, weaponized, and directed at targets online. And I think that is something that we really need to do.
I mean, they got magazines in all the liberal cities with trannies with machine guns saying, we're coming to kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to kill Charlie Kirk. Yay, we killed him. See, we told you he'd be dead tomorrow. Cash Patel, well, we probably can't convict him. Maybe they knew, but we interviewed him, but we're not going to go there. I have that directly from high-level, multiple people, TPUSA, because they're the ones saying, hey, get into this. Then you've got Robinson in the trans flag, smiling, giggling, looking so satisfied. I mean, yeah, but and now his lawyers have said, no, he turned himself in, we have the affidavits now from his lawyers saying, yeah, he turned himself in, he said he did it. So, that's mind control too, you know. And again, we're going to go to break, come right back with this video here, but and I didn't know you interviewed Miss Snow. She's still trying to divorce him. She's totally insane. She's literally stolen her identity so he can hide all his other past. I mean, this is just insane. And again, Candace doesn't care, and she just glares with those demonic eyes. We'll be right back. I want to talk to you all right now about something beyond important, and it's about a choice that you have to make, and that's not hype. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has been under unprecedented attack for really 15 years, intensifying when Obama, in 2013, serially listed us as a terrorist organization for destruction by the CIA and FBI that was declassified earlier in the year by the Trump administration. I'm all over the Crossfire Hurricane. I'm all over the Arctic Frost as one of the main people to be taken out by the deep state itself. And the reason for that is we have the information, I have the background, I have the research, I have the guest, I have the crew, we have the giant audience. They tune in and they cannot stand what they hear being discussed on this broadcast. So when you spread the word about this broadcast, when you pray for this broadcast, when you share the articles and videos and reports or take them and make clips yourself and share them, this belongs to you as much as it belongs to me. When you do that, you are the amplification system. Again, you're not part of the fight. You are the fight. And when you support this operation financially, you allow us to stand up against the Paul Weiss law firm, the top Democrat law firm in the country, and we are having major victories against them. We've held them off, shutting us down, as you've seen, intensely the last few years, and it is just a knockdown, drag-out operation. But regardless, the Alex Jones store, thealexjonesstore.com, is not owned by me, it's owned by Bigley. It's funding InfoWars and the fight and the crew and the operation and the bandwidth and everything. And it's funding the Alex Jones Network backup that's been built. So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free on almost every supplement we've got. A few of them we can't because of methylene red, a small shipment came in. It's going to sell out probably today. So, and this is the key. You don't just buy one of one type and get the same one free. That's the usual deal. You can buy any supplement and buy any other supplement. So you can buy a $20 supplement and buy a $45 one free. You understand? So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultra Methylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors now available at thealexjonesstore.com. High-quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. Atomic Defense. Incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn. Safe, healthy, metabolic, great turn up to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra. Great for your brain. The Tallow Balm. We never talk about enough. Optimal Human. The ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, this is bigger than Candace Owens, bigger than TPUSA, bigger than all that. This is the new PSYOP. And I saw bad signs, but I've known Candace for 10 years, and I just looked suspicious with targeting a Kennedy and stuff with lies, but I just moved on because I'm not like the policeman. Everybody knows I'm not an infighter. And then I saw these incredible lies and said, hey, Candace, you're being set up, and got attacked immediately. And so now here we are, and now they are already defending Mitch Snow's conviction, menacing hammer attacks, and then he's on podcasts creating fake stories while there's video what he really did that we're about to show you here. It just went up on X. But you're saying a lot of key things, Gary Melton, former Green Beret, weapons expert, you name it, from Paramount Tactical, about what led up to this. You were telling me she's DMing you, totally freaking out. So I guess that's a whole nother subject. And then how they're responding, and then where you see this going, and you have a compilation from your 2.5 hour interview with Ms. Snow, Lene Snow, this victim, this little woman, and her child, while he's swinging hammers around and bashing things and threatening her in front of a little kid, and they're defending this. I mean, it's you're right. This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, again, we have investigations, we have a sense of justice that are. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. It's completely an upside down world where, again, the person, Mitch Snow, can go in there and claim, make all of these claims that he stumbled upon this secret meeting and Brian Harpole was there and Erica Kirk was there the night before. Zero evidence. Zero evidence. But when you provide evidence that, hey, this didn't happen, like, it's never good enough. It's never good enough. And now she's demanding that all these people provide her alibis. And then the alibis she does provide, these people do provide if they acquiesce to her, which, you know, this is exactly why we don't negotiate with terrorists, because it's never good enough. Poor Cabot Phillips, he sent her pictures, video, wasn't good enough. Now you need to send me all the metadata. We're living in the same times. And I don't know of any other time in American history where somebody like Candace Snow would be taken seriously. I mean, we have reached an idiocracy in this entire thing. Like, there's so much evidence pointing toward Tyler Robinson. It's probably one of the most airtight cases you could possibly get. There's questions, just like you and I talked about. Like, there's real questions of who else was involved with this? What happened? What's going on with George Zinn? What's going on with his Lance Twiggs? What's going on with the different posts that happened the day before predicting Charlie's murder? And then the really suspicious thing that is most suspicious when it comes to Candace Owens is she wants to ignore all that. And if you bring any of that stuff up, you're attacked as a Fed, as a Zionist, you're getting money from Israel. Like, it's just lunacy. And that's the thing. Like, I just got to a point where I'm not participating in this mental illness. Not going to do it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like a magic word. You don't need to know facts or be involved or know anything. You just say Zionist, and it's like you win the video game and we're all bad guys, and it's totally retarded. And then, you know, Harrison's super anti-Israel. And they call him, say he works for him because he's calling and asking questions. But you notice she had to admit that Mark Amade from Nevada isn't even involved in this, is on national TV in the Congress at 8 a.m. Huachuca time. She finally, well, let's play a short clip of that, waved her magic wand and said, well, maybe, yeah, it looks like I'll let him slide for now. Look, because it's dead to rights. Then you've got Harpole on an airplane, you know, hours out. Oh, that's not good enough. And then you've got Erica Kirk, you know, a photo on the 9th with her kid. And she's like, I mean the 8th, bitch. You know, it's just like totally insane. Here is her lordship, though, the Grand Queen Inquisitor, admitting that Lord Snow may have been wrong about seeing this random congressman they decided to say is involved in a secret assassination summit. Here it is.
Mark Amade did, I do want to say, as an update, I scrubbed through looking for roll calls, and then somebody indicated to me that they see him in his chair. He missed the roll call for some reason, but early on in the video, I agree, it does look like Mark Amade. So that might be, it could be him, and we're looking for somebody else who looks like Mark Amade, and I also think his height is wrong on Google. I don't think he looks like he's 5'9". So Mark Amade might be completely, like, off the hook on that.
All right, we're going to hear from Lene Snow, the trying to get away from him for years. He'll never show up for the divorce, so it never happens. On your show last night, there's a compilation of this, but is this a sign that, like, Darth Vader may have still had good in him, that Candace Owens could actually speak some truth? This is shocking.
No. I mean, she's moved from one thing to the next, and she's not going to let it go. And that's the problem with all this. I mean, even the report that she submitted that, you know, that allegedly came from military police. Let's say it's completely true. But when we're talking about slop, we have, you know, license plate numbers that don't actually exist. We have driver's license that don't exist. But her proof, that's not proof of anything. That's the most, it's just a dumb argument. Like, I don't even understand how people think that makes sense. But according to her, Mitch Snow was there at 7:37 a.m. According to this document, the entire event when he was apprehended was at 11:17. So if this is proof and this is completely legit document, then she's debunked herself. I mean, this guy, I'll read this. Basically, on Tuesday, 09 September 2025, at 11:17, the Fort Huachuca Military Police was notified by Daniel Head of a suspicious individual. Daniel Head, who stated that the individual entered the building with a backpack, making concerning comments. The backpack was taken away and placed outside on the north side of the building and called police station. So the police were called at 11:17. They apprehended this guy, took him outside because he was saying some psycho things. I don't know what warrants canine response and everything else you got to say inside, you know, the staff duty desk of Joint Task Force Southern Border. But we're talking about 2 or 3 minutes of activities, tops. And they said the phone call happened at 11:17. So she's debunked herself already. We're talking about a 3-hour time difference between the time that she says that this occurred and when he was actually apprehended and taken outside the building. And we are looking at getting these records from Fort Huachuca. I want to do a FOIA. If they have video cameras of inside that joint task force, where he walked inside there, we want to try to get that information. But the fact is that every time we turn, more and more of this story is completely debunked. And at the end of the day, his credibility is the only thing riding on this. And this guy has none. He's a con artist. He has duped numerous women out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. He psychologically and physically abused them. He psychologically abused his kids. Every single one of his kids, other than the youngest one, which is 13, have either spoken to me or come on my show and said, you don't want to trust this guy. He lies. And that's one of the things that we see just something that he constantly does is he even lies when he doesn't need to. He's going around telling the entire world that he's an 18 Delta, a Special Forces medic. He's not. He's telling the world that he fell 80 feet during a climbing accident that while he was training and broke every bone in his body, I have confirmed that that did not happen. But it gets worse.
We now have video of the date where he's arrested, convicted, spent time in jail, not letting her leave, attacking with a hammer, and then he's saying all of that about her. Let's go ahead and go to my report now. We'll come back in the next hour, get to your interview with the mother and the victim, and then ask where this goes from here. But I'm already seeing it blow up. They're just saying none of it's true. It's AI. He's God. We must worship him. This is a cult, folks. This is Jim Jones level insanity. People ask why I'm doing this. I said, hey, this is BS, and I got accused of being bad. And then we just keep receipts, proof, facts. Here's our report. It's up on X at Real Hawk Show. Share it. The truth will counter this lie. We get a real investigation into what happened to Charlie Kirk. Here's the report. We'll be right back.
Stop it! Do not hit my Mustang.
Videotape me all you want. I haven't touched this car in forever. It's been in my way.
You want to threaten? Don't beat our door in with a hammer.
Why are you videotaping me?
You want me to let you in and that's what you do?
There was the menacing. He lifted it above her, about to throw the hammer. And they're saying she's wrong to lock herself in the house. The man chasing her with a hammer.
You know, she came out and acting real kind. She took my keys, she took my phone, she went back inside and forced me to go back in and find out what was going on. Lures me to the garage that she pre-set up to be like a little prison. You know, she broke the garage doors and she lured me in there and attacked me. Hit me with a hammer and, you know, break my thumbs, my feet, back of my skull. That was 25 June 2016.
You want to?
As most of you know, Mitch Snow, a man who showed up on the scene about a month ago, is the star witness of Candace Owens of the Fort Huachuca secret meeting on September 9th, the day before Charlie Kirk was killed, the secret meeting to plot his assassination. And as the congressman that they blamed and others that they claim were there showed their ironclad alibis being live on C-SPAN at the same time the supposed meeting was happening and things, they moved on from that and said, well, no, what matters is that he was on Fort Huachuca. And the night before, he suddenly remembered seeing Erica Kirk and others at a hotel on the base. So they're always moving the goalpost. And as it came out that there's at least 5 restraining orders on Mr. Snow, and he's been convicted of all these things like menacing and assault, the Candace cult said, We don't care. He got detained on Fort Huachuca on September 9th, and that's all the proof we need that he was on the base. So everything he said happened on the base must have happened. They say the credibility of a witness doesn't matter. Well, last night I got the footage through Paramount Tactical, who got it from Snow's wife. And there is the incident that he's talked about on podcasts and done in newspaper interviews. There's the incident he talked about from 2016 where he got arrested and he got convicted for menacing and lost custody of his son. And we have him telling his version of the story that happened with the police supposing a conspiracy against him with his wife. But instead, everything that he says she did is on video with him doing it. He only told the truth about one thing, and that was that he broke the door handles with a hammer. So we're going to show you what he said on the podcast, and then we're going to show you what actually happened.
Touch that Mustang. Stop it!
Touched it.
Do not hit my Mustang.
You can take me all you want. You're ruining our relationship because you gave your keys to your cousin.
I didn't my keys to anybody.
You're the one who asked him to mess with your car. I haven't touched this car in forever. It's been in my way. I'd like you out of the way. I have no idea where the keys are. Would love to know. But that's not what we were doing today. But you have to do this. You have to come here. Don't defend yourself.
Ask you a question. I can defend myself. Oh, marriage over, Mitch. Goodbye. Don't.
Then you stop it.
You know what? Do it all you want. Go ahead.
Start treating me better than you treat this car. This is how you treat us. Take it. Everybody, pan around. My wife neglects us, ignores us, and then screams at us on Saturday mornings about things that are completely unimportant to her. Blames me for losing things I haven't touched.
Tried to ask you if you knew where they were.
I did, and I told you I don't know.
No, you never said that. You had to give me a little asshole
answer. It's Saturday morning, and it's okay to be a smartass. You do it all the time, Lene. What is so bad about being a smartass?
Yeah, I've never done crap like that, Mitch.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's what you do.
You just beat our door in with a hammer.
Why are you videotaping me?
Why are you acting crazy? You want me to let you in and that's what you do?
And on that morning, she, was loading up the vehicle to go for this meeting. You know, she came out and acting real kind. She took my keys. She took my phone. She went back inside and forced me to go back in and find out what was going on. Lures me to the garage that she pre-set up to be like a little prison. You know, she broke the garage doors. Hoarded stuff was stacked against the windows and the other doors. So, and she lured me in there and attacked me. Hit me with a hammer and, break my thumbs, my feet, back my skull. And I got the hammer.
What year was this?
That was 25 June 2016.
So this is how long this has been going on. And just so everyone know, Mitch is still trying to get a divorce. This has been going on almost 10 years. And you're still not divorced. And this is back in 2016. This is crazy.
Yeah. So, she did that. And eventually I was hearing my son cry. I was worried about him, you know, having her maul him with the dogs again. And she had done that multiple times. He had been hurt really bad. So when I heard him crying, I used the hammer to go ahead and break the door handle to get back in, to get to my keys, get my son, get my phone. And, yeah, I called for help. You know, I called for dispatch. And, you know, she tried to attack me and she pulled on my arm.
By the way, hit pause. Back in 5 seconds. We're coming to the end here in about 4 or 5 minutes. We'll come back with the next hour with our guest, who really is a hero doing this work and being attacked for it. But the truth's worth it. He knows she's got the footage. She's already convicted of this, you know, a decade ago. So, see, he admits he broke the doors. He says, oh, he did that. Oh, and he's barricaded in. You can see the open windows. There's clutter in there. But all this is part of his story. And they're already like, look, there is clutter. Oh, look, well, he had to break the door. See, that part's true. No, he has her keys. He's inside. You see him throwing behind him. He's not letting her leave. Everything he's saying, and they're now defending all over. Go to my post on X with this report. They're just like, screw you. He's great. She's evil. She's a Zionist. Yeah, I mean, just cuckoo town, folks. Every woman around him, different states, all say the same thing. But you don't believe them because the God Empress Candace says it's true. Here it is.
Get my keys, get my son, get my phone. And, yeah, I called for help. You know, I called for dispatch. And, you know, she tried to attack me and she pulled on my arm while I was holding the phone, dislocated my arm. That's actually one of the surgeries. I'm still recovering from. I'm getting surgeries from it.
Yeah, on all these shows, he wears casts and stuff. I mean, this guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, I called for help. I called into them. And as I walked outside trying to just get away from her or drag her towards me so she's not, you know, my son isn't getting hurt. Yeah, I saw that there was already cops there. They were sitting on the corner at DeMoss Road and Van Giesen out there at Benton City, not far from our house, like 400 feet from our house. I could see them. And they weren't coming over. They were just sitting out there outside of their cars talking and chatting with each other. But Kroski's the one that insisted on arresting me when I went over to them trying to get their attention. And they said they were going to arrest me for domestic violence. And I, you know, I have lumps on my head. I, you know, I'm not going to say anything at that point. It's just like, you got to be kidding me.
So his wife is Lene Snow. And he took her name so that he could cover up all the other convictions and things under his previous names. This is absolutely amazing. You have a man menacing a woman with a hammer. You have a man beating her car. You have a man then lying and flipping it all around. A few hours ago, I posted on X that we were going to be releasing this information. And 90% of the comments were the Candace Q people. And they were just like, you're a traitor. You're bad. I showed screenshots of him. They said, big deal. He's beating a car. He's got a hammer. So what? We don't care. The story's still true. This is absolutely insane. I broke the news that Kash Patel was blocking any connections to foreign or domestic help on September 16th. And a month later, it came out in the news that indeed that meeting happened with Tulsi Gabbard and the vice president. I stuck my neck out to expose that. I've said I believe there's a cover-up. I've said I believe that Tyler Robinson obviously had help. There were 10 people in the days before in the town that said Charlie Kirk will be dead when he comes. Then they bragged and said, see, we told you so, and they were his friends. You've got people in the crowd saying, I shot him, and then saying I did it so he could get away. As soon as whoever shot, Tyler Robinson, whoever, they start cheering. They weren't afraid. I believe there's a bigger story here. We've been investigating it. But people say, no, only Candace is investigating. And then it all hinges on a known con man scammer who has a totally different military record than he said he did, who didn't break all these bones in some military accident. It's all in the record. It's all in the court records. It's all come out. People have done 4, 5, 6 hour shows just to go through this guy's rap sheet and the hearings and the trials and the convictions. And then you have video of him saying one thing on a podcast, but then the proof that it's the opposite. And that's what these sickos do, is they invert reality.
Damn it! Goodbye. Don't.
And Candace Owens, the champion of the women, keeps doubling down on Mitch Snow. But then when she gets cornered, she won't even now say, oh, the meeting was about assassination, even though they basically all said that in her surrogates and said that before. Now she's just like, no, it's just a meeting. And the whole thing's falling apart, and everybody's got their alibis to give to Queen Candace, and it's just not good enough. Will Candace Owens come out and now admit she was wrong, or will she just change the subject again and again? Regardless, I will continue now to examine and look at future things she puts out and does. She put out a bunch of hoax stuff about RFK Jr. during his confirmation. None of that was true. It was very suspect at the time, but she's an old friend, and I'm busy, and I just had an instinct that she was going bad and working for some bad folks, and I just didn't touch it. And then everybody on the street and my crew and my family was asking about the planes and about Wachuca, and I went and looked and found out other people went and looked, and we got all the records, and I've spent probably 40, 50 hours the last 3 weeks studying this, and I just can't believe I know so much about this monster. Just because we don't believe the FBI, just because we don't believe the corporate media, doesn't mean that we randomly believe what anybody says out there with no evidence. That's the Q-type stuff or the Blue-Anon-type stuff. You've got to have real evidence. And this type of garbage discredits the real investigations that need to be done of why is the FBI covering up accomplices. We'll be covering it more on my syndicated broadcast weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central at Infowars.com/show, band.video, Real Alex Jones on X, and the Alex Jones channel on Rumble. And tonight, we're going from 9 past midnight Central for the new year with a feed you'll also find at Real Alex Jones on X, Rumble, and of course,
let's stop there. Again, I'm going to try to give our guests the floor now as I've been ranting a lot. But this is so important. And I could right now... We should go look at some of the stuff I posted about this, and I mean it's 90%. You're a traitor. You're a pedophile. You're gonna get it. Mitch Snow's great. It's AI, and if we follow the past pattern here, Gary Melton, Paramount Tactical, she's gonna probably double down again. What do you think?
No, it's exactly what she's gonna do, and it's the knee jerk reaction that you have for all of the. Any witness, anybody that comes forward.
Look at
with
this. Prove him wrong. Doesn't matter what he does to his wife with a hammer. How do you prove him wrong? He's at a base. There's no proof. It's impossible.
But it's on them to prove him right. Like, it's on the accuser to provide the evidence. This is how our American society is set up. That way we don't end up with the Salem witch trials. And, you know, it's just bonkers to me that anybody just sits back and thinks this is okay. This is not how anything works. Number one,
she has the credibility of a witness doesn't matter. That it's all about the credibility.
Well, what this trope that I keep hearing is like, well, you know, they have drug dealers and stuff testify all the time. Yeah, in a court of law where they're subject to perjury and or they're also corroborating evidence. You don't convict somebody on eyewitness testimony alone, and that's the only thing that we have. Not only is
we'll be right back. Stay there 2 minutes. I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and then Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustain energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine, relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6, and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong. Tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the Fruit Punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number 4 is straight ahead.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.